Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Elizabeth is one of our teachers at St. George's Day, and she's just back from a wonderful trip around Europe.
Yeah.
So, can you tell us about it?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Okay, 10 countries. And first I went to Hong Kong, and then I went to China shopping, because shopping in China is very good. So I bought, in one day, I spent 2,000 Australian dollars.
Okay, this begs a question. What
did you buy?
I bought clothes, had sewing made. I give the material to a tailor, and they make clothes. And then they send it to my friend in Hong Kong. And then she sends it to me, so that's very good. I bought lots of jewelry, Tiffany jewelry, and handbags, Gucci and Louis Vuitton. And
the real thing?
I don't think so.
We don't want to know. What about Tiffany? Is Tiffany the real thing?
No.
But no one would know.
No one would know.
Now the world will know.
So how was the weather like?
In China, I was only there one day. So China didn't really matter, because when I am in China, I'm only inside the big shopping center. Mm-hmm. I don't even go outside.
When you say China, where in China?
Okay.
Where did you go?
Well, what I call Shenzhen, but my Chinese students call it Samsam.
Samcheng,
which is near Hong Kong, just on the other side of Hong Kong. So you travel up, and then you go across a bridge, and you get a visa, and you spend lots of money. But you have to be very careful, because there is a lot of theft.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'll just show you my special pocket. And I put the passport and money in here.
Can you describe this for our radio listeners? Because this is a podcast.
Okay, the radio listeners. Well, I have made a special pocket that I have sort of near my heart. and I have the credit cards, and I have big money in that, and the passport,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to lose that. And it has happened to a friend of mine, that somebody just took a bag, yeah. and everything yeah. was gone. So that was bad. But I'm lucky. So I spent lots of money, and I bought watches, and I bought, what else did I buy? Oh, clothes for my 3 grandchildren, and some clothes for my husband. He's got to have something. And then after that, I spent 3 days in Hong Kong. I've worked in Hong Kong for 4 years, so I have lots of friends there. I don't speak Chinese, mm-hmm. not at all either. I only know Chosun and Goi Sai. I know very little Chinese, because it's a very difficult language.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the students who are learning English, they say it's very hard, because you can't really hang it on something like when you learn a European language, like English is. Well, then they're all related, they're family. But Chinese is a different family, so it's very hard to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't learn any Chinese, although I stayed there for 4 years.
What was your next destination?
Then I went to Japan, and I've never been to Japan before, and I had a wonderful time. Last year I met a man on my holidays, and he said, if you ever come to Japan, please tell me. And he looked after me so well.
Oh, that's great.
He and his wife, they were very lovely.
Japanese person?
Yeah. So I stayed with them for about 3 days in Kyoto, and Kobe. And Kyoto is the old capital, so it was very beautiful. And then Tokyo was lovely, and I was there on my own. And then I flew all the way to Denmark, to Copenhagen. So then I stayed in Sweden for a few days. And then I took a cruise to Russia. And I went to St. Petersburg. And I also went to Estonia, to Tallinn. So that was 1 week, you know, cruising. It was lovely with the bus and the tour. It was lovely. And then I had about 2 weeks in Sweden, which is my home country, with friends. Stockholm is beautiful. It was warm all the time. It was between 25 and 30 degrees. Swimming every day, you know, like lovely.
Is that normal temperature for Sweden?
No. It's
too hot.
Yeah, it's hotter than usual. People were very hot. And then I went to Washington, I've never been to Washington, and it was very interesting. Just 2 days in Washington, stayed at a beautiful hotel, was lucky. And then I went to Toronto. I have some friends in Toronto, stayed there for 3 days. And then I went via Vancouver to Honolulu and Hawaii and stayed there 3 days or 4 days. Swimming, I didn't do any dancing. But, yeah, it was lovely. And I went to see Pearl Harbor. Don't know if you know about Pearl Harbor, but in Second World War, that was a very important place because that's when the Americans decided to join the Second World War. So Pearl Harbor is a big exhibition, very moving, lovely. Mm-hmm. And it is in Hawaii, in Honolulu. And then I had a week in New Zealand with teacher friends. So in the north of New Zealand, something called Bay of Islands, and then on the South Island in Christchurch.
Was it the first time?
I've been there before, but haven't seen very much before. Mm. I've only been to sort of capitals.
So how long was your holiday?
2 months.
Fantastic.
And I came home the day before yesterday.
Are you still jet-lagged?
No.
Because having done it that way,
only a couple of hours difference from...
Yeah, you came slowly.
Yeah, so I came
having
slowly.
Having stayed in New Zealand would have helped.
Yeah, it was good.
So did you feel more happy or more tired when you came back?
I wasn't too tired, but it was a very... If you look at the itinerary, some people think, oh, God, you know, 3 days here, 3 days here, 3 days here. But
it sounds tiring.
But no, I loved it. I loved it. Every bit was good.
And when is your next one?
Next year. Haven't started yet. I think it'll be Iceland. Mm. I mean, I always go to Sweden every year, and then I do trips around. Mm. I haven't been to Iceland. And we'll see what happens next year. And I haven't been on a safari in Africa. And France, I do like France. Mm. So maybe my husband and I will rent a little house in France for a while and not travel so much.
Like yeah, that's a good idea to have a base.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks a lot.
You are very welcome. Now, that's my world trip.
Okay.